There are thousands of stories waiting to be told. Some that have never been heard before. And so, I'm here to tell those stories. Stories to thrill, to sadden, to excite, and to educate and annoy. I am your storyteller, so let's get on with the story, shall we? Enjoyed the last episode. Let's get into something a little lighter, shall we? Well, not so much light. We all have those entitled parents. If you're lucky enough that you haven't run into one, you can at least hear the stories from people who have run into them. So, sit back, relax, and listen to these stories of entitled parents. My mother threw my sister a party for my 8th birthday party. By Fredzard. This happened in 1998, when I was 8 years old. My sister was 5. From a very early age, I knew my sister was the golden child, and could do no wrong in my mother's eyes. Mother Dearest was abusive towards me for most of my childhood. Until I was 14 and her physical and mental abuse turned towards my sister as well. My parents had separated before my sister was born. They didn't mesh well together and tolerated each other for the sake of the kids. Part of the reason that my sister was my mom's favorite child was her love for horse riding, which I was never interested in. The more hostile our mother got towards me, the less interested I got in anything she was interested in. Then came my 8th birthday. I was friends with our next door neighbor's kids and a few kids from school, although I didn't have that many. I loved the friends I did have, and was excited to share my birthday with them. My birthday was on a Friday, and my mom told me that she'd arranged a birthday party for me for the Saturday, which was fine by me. The day of my birthday party came, and I got excited. At the age I hadn't yet had my heart crushed by my mother and her blatant favoritism and abuse. But that was the year I began to hate my birthday. The party was arranged to start at 12 p.m., so I wore my favorite dress and sat outside to wait for my friends to arrive. This was at the point I realized that something wasn't right. Outside was the mother of one of my sister's friends with a Shetland pony in tow. My mother knew I wasn't interested in horses, and even if I was, this horse was too small for an 8-year-old child. As more guests started to arrive, my heart broke more and more. These were my sister's friends, not mine. And for the icing on the cake, out came my 5-year-old sister in a Cinderella costume. None of these people were there for me. This was supposed to be my party, but instead, it became a party for my sister, and none of my friends were there. All of the birthday presents were addressed to me, but were things I didn't want. My Little Pony toys and other horse-related gifts, and what I got from my mother and the people at the party. The only present I got that wasn't horse-related was from our dad. He came later in the day to wish me a happy birthday, and by that point, the other guests and the pony were gone. I can remember him asking me what was wrong, as I couldn't come out of my room to talk to anyone. My mother acted dumb and said she didn't know why I was upset. It wasn't until many years later that my dad found out what had happened. After that day, I didn't want a birthday party ever again. Even now at 30, I don't make a big deal out of my birthday. I still celebrate it, but I don't do birthday parties. My sister has changed a lot since then, and I don't hold any grudges for things that our mother did. We don't speak to our mother anymore, and our father died in 2009 when I was 19. It was tough sometimes, but me and my sister are still real close, so we have each other to lean on for support. I'd be lost if it wasn't for her. Random mother is very entitled and believes she has the authority to check my ID and stop me from leaving the store. By Johnny Tingsba. This happened a while ago now, and it was chilling in my notes. I forgot to post it. I'm not gonna do the whole cast stuff. It's a bit cringe, to be honest. I have just started university in Swansea, Wales, UK. I live and grew up in London, England, and we don't get many Karens in the UK, especially in London, because people just don't have time for that crap. That being said, I would have expected it more to be likely to have this interaction in London as opposed to Swansea. When I came here, I assumed that being a predominantly white area, I would encounter some racism, being of South Asian descent and brown skin. But I was pleasantly surprised to find everyone was real nice and helpful and much more welcoming than London. There was one incident, though, in a beef eater restaurant. It's like a weird restaurant with a pub/bar attached to a 3-chain hotel in the UK, where everyone was staring at me as I moved about, and I don't know, it felt xenophobic. Anyways, I'm at the big Tesco in town. It's a supermarket chain, and the company owned Fresh and Easy in the US. I'm buying some food and housewares like frying pans and stuff, and with that, buying a load of alcohol for the flat. I'm taking 2 bottles of Bailey, large bottles of vodka and white rum, Discerno, an 18-pack of Corona, Jägermeister, as well as Coke, Red Bull, and soda water. It's not enough to fill a bar, but it's still a fair bit for one person to buy. As I'm paying at the checkout, I have my driver's license as an ID to show the cashier. I'm 19, yet I have a pretty babyish face, and I'm pretty small, so I always expect to get ID'd. But for some reason, the guy doesn't ask me for ID, and I pay, and I start shopping back with my trolley. As I'm doing so, the woman behind me, with her teenager, maybe 15 to 17, starts speaking with the cashier. She was English, not Welsh, and the tone of her voice told me everything I needed to know immediately. Karen alert. She starts whining at him and scolding him, asking why he didn't check my ID. The young cashier seemed to realize this and wasn't going to be a fun interaction, and responds by saying that I've shopped here before and he knows that I'm of age. I don't know if that's bullshit or not, because I don't recall seeing him before. The woman continues to berate him, telling him that it sets a bad example for her kids, because it shows him that he can get away with buying drinks underage and using fake IDs. If you see a situation like that, teach your son not to do that. Don't come to me when you don't know the facts. At this point, I'm done loading my shopping cart and decide not to engage and just leave. She instantly forgets the cashier and blocks my way, asking me to show her my ID and bank card. I politely tell her that she has no right and that she loses her crap. She doesn't scream or raise her voice significantly, but her tone becomes increasingly aggressive, and she starts pointing her finger and accusing me of buying alcohol whilst underage. I tell her that I'm of age and I have every right to purchase what I did, and if she has an issue, she can go find a manager, because she, a fellow customer in the store, has no jurisdiction over me. The cashier himself decides to call a manager and apologizes to me. I notice the kid now, and he gives me a stern look, but I'm pretty sure it was just to side with his mom, and that he was also uncomfortable with the whole ordeal. The manager comes over and asks the cashier what's wrong, and lo and behold, the unbearable B interrupts the lad and starts berating the manager. The manager listens a little, stops her for a second, turns to me and asks for an ID. I give it to him. He checks it. He's happy, but he goes to hand it back. The woman snaps at him with an expectant look on her face and says something like, "Sorry, but I'd like to check myself." Not even a please. He gives it back to me anyway, which triggers a visual storm of anger within her, and she proceeds to block his way and starts scolding him about poor customer service, illegal business activity, etc. Cashier tells me to leave, so I do so, because it's 9 p.m. and I really can't be asked to deal with this. I hope that this woman was kicked out or something, and if so, I'm sad that I didn't witness it. But dear Lord, I feel sorry for that kid. My aunt expects me to give back a cookbook our grandmother gave to me 10 years ago, after less than 4 days after my grandma passes away. By Lady in Black, 27. So my grandma gave me this cookbook that has been passed down for 4 generations in the family, making me the 5th to have it. She gave it to me when I got a house and started university. 10 years ago, my auntie was in the room when it was given too. My one cousin was jealous because she thought she deserved it and didn't spend as much time with grandma living far away. if Hitler, Stalin, and Martha Stewart had a threesome, my auntie would be that product. She's the most emotionally abusive person I've ever met, and she hates my mom for finding real love and remarrying after she got a divorce. She expected my mom never to date again, like her. Well, in December, my grandma passed away on my birthday. She was my idol and role model, and she loved me, and I loved her so dearly. I was the last person she remembered before her Alzheimer took over completely. Well, not more than 3 days later, I find out my auntie is looking for this book and demands it so she can make copies for the entire family. The oldest cousin thinks it's her birthright. And my other girl cousin just had a baby and she thinks she deserves it so she can pass it down to her little girl. Because I can't have kids. I'm having a hysterectomy next month. I told them all they can F off. Grandma gave this to me 10 years ago. Before she got sick and before I got sick. Not that that matters. She gave it to me and I don't have to give to anyone for any reason. Not even my roommates were allowed to touch this book. None of them are speaking to me now. I'm really effing mad. I'm so disappointed over the entitled feelings that they throw at me that I can't have kids. I turned 27 the day that my grandma died. I want kids, I just can't medically have them. No one is getting this book though. She gave it to me and she was the only person to ever accept me as family. I miss my grandma. I wish I understood the meaning of family. What's written sounds bizarre to me, and I want to feel those good feelings. Just to clarify, I'm hurt because they won't speak to me. They're speaking to everyone else instead of me. I haven't once heard from my auntie, and she said everything to my mom and hurt my mom so much more. And my mom had to relay it to me, thinking that I had stolen the cookbook because my mom and I weren't talking when my grandma gave me the book 10 years ago. So either I never told her, or it was so minor back then she forgot I had it. I don't have any respect for people who talk to others about a problem, but not to the person who is the only one that can rectify the problem. She shouldn't have involved my mom. Just a few notes. The book is extremely delicate, so it can't be copied unless it's painstakingly by hand. This book came from her great-grandmother. My great-great-great-great-great-grandmother? From England. On the boat with her to Canada. I've been working on making a copy of it digitally already for years, but it's massive. It has sections about meat cuts, canning, and even table settings, which way a knife blade should point, and it also has every generation's writing in it as they scored recipes. I remember crying the first time I got to mark my first recipe as excellent. My aunt was in the room when my grandma gave it to me the first time. It's been 10 years since I've spoken less than a few sentences to that creep because of the things she did to me when I lived with her for a short while. I'm not spending any more time giving her anything. She didn't even ask me herself, but did it in a way that she demanded my mom make me give it to her. After explaining to my mom, she agreed with me. Update on a decision. Venting in all the opinions that were well expressed has given me good ideas how to safely copy and digitalize the book. to preserve it when I can afford to. So when I find the store to do it, I'm going to have copies made for each of my cousins for the next year on the date. A birthday present from me to everyone in memory of the best person I had the honor of knowing. If her auntie wants a copy, she can borrow one from her kids' versions to go copy. I'm not going out of my way for her, but I do really respect this gift and won't covet it, and it won't be lost to the family. I'm also going to leave out a few pages of the book that I have recipes that are my favorite, that I'm known for them, specifically for because they are so amazing and I want one thing to be just mine and grandma's. I think that's more of a reasonable compromise for all the work I'll be taking on as to afford the process. Nothing crazy, like five pages only. The book is hundreds of pages long, after all. Just because you bought it doesn't mean you own it. By Lunar Queen 95. Hi, this is an old one, but I recently got a Switch and was looking through the store when I remembered something. I was about, 14 or 16 when this happened, and my mother, from when I was young age, was always telling my brother and I, if we bought something with our own money, it was ours. Well, I lived by that, and she took everything from me over the tiniest little things. I watched her smash a Barbie dream house my grandma had gotten me when I was 9 years old with a mallet because my little brother, 3 years old, wanted to draw on me with a Sharpie, and I said no. I had posted posters throughout our neighborhood for dog walking and pet/babysitting services, and I had saved up so much, and all because I had wanted something to be all my own. My brother never had to share with me. He got away with anything and everything. He always got what he wanted, like his PS2 and PS3. He always got whatever he wanted, while I had wanted a DS. And it was all I had wanted because my friends had them. And I loved games, and they played games like Mario, Sims, and Zelda. I asked my mom, and she laughed. Even got herself one, which I had gotten a whooping for touching. My stepdad took my brother and I to the mall to get sneakers, and mine were worn out. And my brother threw a fit, claiming his were now too tight. He had massive feet growing up. After we got shoes, I saw the holy grail of a store, GameStop. I begged my stepfather to take me in, telling him I had money and wanted to see if I could get a Pikachu plushie. I saw because my friends were all playing Pokemon Black and White. He took me, and I counted my money, feeling his eyes on me. He asked me where I got it all, and I told him it was from walking dogs, babysitting, and snow shoveling over the years, and he praised me, calling me a hard worker. He ended up helping me get the DSi with 4 games: Mario Kart, Pokemon White, Style Savvy, and Sims 2, all for the DSi. When we came home, I was beaming with my stepdad and boasted to my mom how smart I was and how he only had to pay $20 to help me get everything that I wanted. She asked where I got the money from, and I told her, and she scoffed, calling it BS. My stepdad told her to stop and just be proud of me for once. And he shooed me off to go play my new system. I had the DSi for 6 months playing my games happily, never bothering anyone. My mom began finding things wrong with my chores, weren't done right, or even though I'd done them in that way for years. She began forcing me to clean the whole house top to bottom. She didn't want me walking dogs for strangers or watching their kids. I could watch my brother making it so they could go out even more, even though she specifically told him he never had to listen to me. So he didn't. Then came my grades. My grandma in this time had passed away, and my mom had refused to go to her funeral, even though my grandma and I were close. My grades slipped a bit, and I was diagnosed with depression and started having mood swings, which later was diagnosed as bipolar. I was taking handfuls of pills and always tired from them, even at school. My mom had held up my report card one day and started screaming and blaming my DSI. She demanded that I hand it over and was grounded till I behaved right. My stepdad tried telling her to remember what my therapist had said, but she didn't listen. My therapist had told her that I needed to have less stress because she suspected me of suicidal thoughts. Which, she wasn't wrong. I had been cutting, my gran was the only person in my corner. She took my DSI and threatened to throw it out our apartment window. I got mad and reminded her that I bought it, therefore it was mine and my property. She laughed and said that it was her house and she could do whatever she wanted and anything in it. Afterwards, I was sent to my room, and for the next few months, it was the only place I was allowed other than the bathroom, and I was allowed to eat peanut butter and sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't know why, but all I know is I hate peanut butter now. My stepdad snuck me the DSI, but my mother found out, and she went looking for it because she wanted to give it to my brother. She stormed into my room snatching it, and she snapped it in half and threw it at me, telling me I was a thief and a liar, and she was going to call the cops. When I told her I didn't lie or steal, she just left my room, and the next thing I knew, cops were at my house to escort me off to a mental hospital, where I stayed due to my defiant and self-harming behavior. I now know why I can't remember most of my childhood. I think I've repressed it. That wraps up this episode, but beware those entitled parents. If they're your entitled parents, I feel truly bad for you. Hang in there, and don't let them push you around too much.